Welcome back to another Sun City Shadow Hills podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and if you don't know, there is a YouTube video that has just been released that you can see on the website. And I think it's quite good. The idea is to talk about and show to people what's going on in this community so that when people are considering buying a home here, this is one of the places they consider. This is kind of what I had in mind, too, when I started these podcasts. There's a lot of clubs, there's a lot of activities going on, but one of the best things about Shadow Hills is the opportunity to meet people who are from completely different backgrounds than you are. I was a stock and bond guy, and so I find it fascinating to talk to people from the arts world. And my guest today is a professional musician. His name is Carl Rigoli. Carl, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start from the beginning. Where did you grow up, and how did you get started in music?
Grew up in New York City in the borough of Queens in a place called Astoria. And I started playing when I was about 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah, playing drums. And of course, eventually I wound up studying when I was a teenager. And the big opportunity came when I met a guy named Morris Goldenberg. He was the one of the great percussionists in New York City. And I started studying with him, I believe I was 14. And he was responsible for getting me into Manhattan School of Music. Mm. And at that time, it was a tiny school. Now it's a huge school. And I got my bachelor's and my master's degree in music there, the master's in music education. Mm-hmm. So he kept saying, you have to get a degree. And I really said, wow, really? Okay, so I did.
In retrospect, have you found that to be helpful?
Yes, I have, because I did make a transition a number of years ago when the music business changed and the recording business changed, so I did more teaching. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm utilizing it because I am teaching. I do doing some teaching at the College of the Desert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just part-time. And then at the Cathedral City High School, I coach the percussionists there. Okay. once a week.
So what instruments do you play, and what instrument have you focused on in the recordings that you've done?
Okay, well, basically I'm a drummer, but then when I started studying with Morris, I started learning the xylophone, the vibraphone, the marimbas, the timpani, and the whole conglomerate of percussion instruments that you would find in an orchestra or recording session or any, musical situation that involves, professional recordings and stuff like that. So he was very instrumental in helping me out. He would get all the students jobs when he thought you were qualified, and he started that off. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of opened the door for me.
Did you start, by a job, you mean working in a band?
Yeah, I started working, I did weddings and bar mitzvahs and stuff like that as I was growing up, well, ever since I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. But then he got me a real very good opportunity. I worked at the Grand Hotel in Michigan, in Mackinac Island, and I was part of the band, and I became a soloist as a xylophone soloist and also a drummer. We did a show every night, so I would play things like the saber dance and, all those fast and furious things.
Cool.
And that I did that 2 summers, and then after a while, he was recommending me. I got a job at the World's Fair in 1964 through him. World's Fair, yeah, at one of the pavilions, the DuPont Pavilion, where I played vibraphone, and all the great players were there, and I was the youngest guy, and we did a continual show in between. It was like doing a commercial. Mm-hmm. So we played. And I did that for a couple of seasons because it was open 2 years, and through that's when the career really started happening. All the guys that were there recognized my talents, and I started doing recording sessions and nightclub work, and I worked in the Waldorf Astoria, for 3 years in the show band in the big orchestra, played all the big acts at the time, worked in the Copacabana, the Latin Quarter, you know, the whole thing.
Great. So that you probably could write a book about the all the interesting things.
Thinking about clubs here, I belong to the Writers Club. I'm writing my memoirs.
Ah.
We just met here this morning, as a matter of fact.
Great. So, I mean, we're obviously in Southern California. Mm-hmm. At what point did you transition out here?
1970, my wife and I came out and started, you know, all over again. And it took a while to start getting into the studios, but when I did, I wound up doing quite a few TV shows, series like Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Bosom Buddies, where Tom Hanks started. He was one of them. Mork and Mindy, that was
Robin Williams.
And I'm trying to Barnaby Jones and a whole bunch of things, those kind of shows we went and play. And some feature films, you know, a couple of the Rocky movies. And I just got a notice the other day with a little check, you know, for playing a lot of these things. But just looking back at it, you know.
Did you do a more studio work or than band work?
How did
that go? And which did you prefer?
Well, the studio work was pretty lucrative, but it was very competitive. So it wasn't like an everyday occurrence, maybe once a week, sometimes twice, sometimes nothing. But I also played a lot of gigs, we call them. Again, the bar mitzvahs, the weddings, clubs. I traveled with some acts. When I first moved, I traveled a little bit with Trini Lopez. He played the vibes and the marimba. I worked with Jim Nabors. I was his drummer for quite a while. Traveled all over with him. So it was kind of like in and out, big jazz bands in L.A. You have the great guys there. And then I got on the writing kick. I started composing. And that's how all the CDs came about.
I see.
Yeah.
And how long have you lived at Sun City Shadow Hills?
It's 2 years and a few months. We moved in 2 years ago in July, this past July.
And are you still working in bands, or would you go back to do studio work
if I got a call, I would. I was back a few times to do some stuff, but I did a few things with a friend of mine that I grew up with in Vicky's here, the one right in Indian Wells. His name is Pat Rizzo. He's a well-known saxophone player. We grew up in New York together. So he plays, so every once in a while I'll do that, but I've done so much of it.
You do something else.
Yeah.
I'm kind of new to this, but there seems to be quite a vibrant jazz scene here in the Coachella Valley. Am I right?
That's right. Yeah. And there are really some good musicians. And there are some clubs that have jazz, of course, more so during the season.
But the season's just starting.
Right?
Who knows when people are going to listen to this? Yeah, so where are your favorite places to go to listen to jazz?
I like to go to Vicky's, and then there's a place. He has a golf shop.
Pete Carlson. I was just reading about that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's starting yet, but he has jazz maybe twice a week, and he invites people from LA and all over. They come and play, and it's very possible. Maybe I'll do something there too. You know. But I will be doing a jazz concert at the College of the Desert in February. So I think it's February 17th.
And what does that... Tell us some more about that.
Well, that consists of... This time we'll have, well, naturally, the vibraphone. There's a drummer and a bass player coming from L.A. And the gentleman that teaches at the college is a guitar player, Anthony Fesmeyer. And there's a pianist over there. Named Dan Waddell, who will be joining us also. So we'll be playing mostly, well, not all of my stuff, but some of my stuff, and we'll be playing standard jazz like, you know, the A-Train and stuff like that. That people...
And will this just be a one-night only performance?
Yeah, it's a one-night performance.
Okay.
But they have a series of different jazz as well as other musical venues, you know, that go on over there.
Okay, well, when we're done, try to give us some information, and we'll try to provide a link to that from the CD. And if people, would like to listen to your music. Uh-huh. How would they do that?
Okay, there's something called CD Baby, cdbaby.com. And as soon as you go on to CD Baby, you put Carl Regoli into it, and you type my name in, and you'll see there are 12 CDs, I'm sorry. And 11 of them are jazz CDs, all original music with all the best guys in LA. I think 9 of them I play vibraphone, and 2 of them I play drums on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one I did for relaxing, meditation. I did that with all the synthesizers.
Oh, cool. Well, maybe we'll get that incorporated into the meditation groups around here. It's just, so how many, do you still practice? How much do you still practice?
I practice every morning. I get up, and what I do is I have, I read different kinds of music. When I studied the xylophone and the marimbas and stuff, we used to play a lot of violin music. So it's not very uncommon to hear me play some Vivaldi or Bach. Mm-hmm. And
what are your neighbor? You get to know all your neighbors that way.
Well, I try to play softly, but and I do that. I do a lot of composing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as well as practicing and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, the one nice thing about the artistic endeavor is that you can work for the rest of your life.
Right.
Maybe who knows what's going to happen to your composing career.
Absolutely, yeah. I wrote a marimba concerto, and a couple of years ago it was performed by the Palos Verdes concert band. Came off real well. I didn't play. I had someone play the marimba, but it was very well received, and I have a few other things. I just wrote something for the Cathedral City High School band, which is called Jefe, which is starts as a slow thing and goes into a Latin jazz thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they rehearsed it the other day, and as soon as they get ready, I'll go listen to it.
Okay.
And I think they might do it in a concert. So.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
So, to be clear here for the audience, mm-hmm. Carl's last name is spelled Rigoli. And you can find him at CD Baby. He's also can be found on YouTube. I watched some of your performances there, and it's great. We've got there are some other professional musicians around here who I'm trying to track down.
Right,
and you know, hopefully we're going to have more of that in the future. Well, thank you very much for being a guest, and I'd like to say to the audience that I'm always interested in interviewing people who've come from what are different backgrounds, and I have a Facebook page, Fans of Sun City Shadow Hills Podcast, and if you know of people and have suggestions, please put it on there. I'm interested in finding more subjects. And so until then, Carl, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
And we'll see you for sure, listen to you online, and hopefully see you at the College of the Desert in February.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, that wraps up another one. Thank you for listening.